This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are Al-Hayy and Al-Qayyum. Al-Hayy and Al-Qayyum. Now some of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we'll talk about and analyze individually, meaning we take the one individual name and talk about its meanings and everything. You'll notice that some of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very often or sometimes consistently appear in the Quran combined with another name. So it's two names combined with, you know, together. And of the names that appear in the Quran frequently combined, not always, but frequently combined. As a matter of fact, Al-Qayyum always appears with Al-Hayy. Are these two names, Al-Hayy and Al-Qayyum. And we find this name in the greatest ayah of the Quran. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, أَيُّ آيَةٍ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ أَعْظَمْ, which of the verses of the Qur'an is the greatest, O Ubay? And Ubay radiallahu anhu said, Allah Rasuluhu A'lam, Allah and His Prophet know best. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated the question. So Ubay knew that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed or wanted him to actually answer this question. So Ubay radiallahu anhu said, Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam congratulated him and tapped on his chest and he said, لِيَهْنِكَ الْعِلْمِ, may you enjoy, may your knowledge be blessed, or may you enjoy your knowledge. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered that to be a sign of knowledge on the part of Ubay radiallahu anhu. And they said, perhaps one of the reasons this is the greatest verse of the Quran is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ayah talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The theme of the ayah is Allah azza wa jalla. The ayah begins with Allah. And then it talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, identifies himself. Allah azza wa jalla says, Allahu la ilaha illahu, there is no God worthy to be worshipped except him. Al-Hayyul Qayyum. He identifies himself subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, as Al-Hayy and as Al-Qayyum. Al-Hayy means the everlasting, the ever-living, whose haya or life is not dependent on anything or anyone. There is no source for his haya, subhanahu. It's an independent, and it has no beginning and it has no end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hayat, you know, is unlike any other. It's not something that, you see, when it comes to any being, anything that is created, there are signs that basically tell you that this thing is a living being or this thing is alive. Why? Because there is something else to compare it to, which is what? A state of death, a state of when life ceases, right? What's the definition? What's the medical definition of death, by the way? Where are our medical doctors today? Dr. Zaman, what's the medical definition of death? Or Dr. Abdullah, tell, huh? Yeah, that's clinically, but what I'm saying is, what's the definition of death? It's the cessation of life, right? So it's the absence of life. So we know life because we know what the opposite of life is, right? But if someone's life doesn't have an opposite, there is no other state except being alive and being living, and everything that is living actually depends on it. That's a different type of life. It's nothing to be compared to this. And it has no beginning and it has no end. It's eternal. It's eternal both ways. and it has no end, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some scholars consider this by itself, or this with Al-Qayyum together, this combination to be Ismullah Al-A'zam, the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have talked about that in the past. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very often will call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by mentioning this name, by the virtue of this name. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, for instance, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. O ever living, in your mercy, or I seek your mercy. أصلح لي شأني كله ولا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith of Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كان يقول اللهم لك أسلمت ولك آمنت وعليك توكلت وإليك أنبت وبك خاصمت. Until the end, اللهم إني أعوذ بعزتك لا إله إلا أنت أن تضلني أنت الحي الذي لا يموت. You are the ever living that never ceases to live, or that never dies, سبحانه وتعالى. So it's very often mentioned with this, with the other name that I mentioned, which is Al-Qayyum. So, and that is something that we need to reflect upon further. What is Al-Qayyum? What does Al-Qayyum mean? Al-Qayyum, scholars mention multiple meanings for it. It has more than six different definitions. One, they say, the one who takes care of all of his creation, takes care of everything, takes care of all of their needs, takes care of it from beginning until the end, from A to Z. The second one, they said Al-Qayyum is the one that supervises and watches over every soul and every living being, and keeps account of everything that they do and what they need and what they consume and everything. The third one, the third meaning, Sa'id ibn Jubayr rahimahullah used to say that Al-Qayyum is one who is self-sufficient. And when I say this, I use the word self-sufficient for a lack of a better word, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have needs that need to be sufficed. So he's free of needs, because he's also al-ghani. So he doesn't have needs. It's not like his needs are met by him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't have needs to begin with, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why in Ayatul Kursi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-Hayyu al-Qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. And the way Ayatul Kursi is constructed is very fascinating if you follow it. There is a very interesting connection between the various statements that are mentioned. There are about 9 or 10, you know, statements of fact, all related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that you can begin each one of these statements with the name Allah. You can say, Allah la ilaha illa huwa. Allahu al-hayyu al-qayyum. Allahu la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have needs. That's why, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, doesn't tire from anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not exhausted of it. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing that depletes his qudra, subhanahu wa ta'ala, his abilities. Nothing takes away from it. It doesn't diminish, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth interpretation by Ibn Abbas is that the one who does not, the one whose state or status and his essence, subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't change. He's always as he has been, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fifth interpretation, the one who is well aware of every matter, everything. The one who's well aware of every matter. Number six, they said Qayyum is the one who is taken from istiqama, the one who is upright. Everything that he does, everything about him is found in its best form. It's unlike anything, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in all of his attributes, in his essence as well as all of his attributes, he is perfect. There's no deficiency, there is nothing missing in his essence as well as all of his attributes. So his rahmah is the best rahmah can ever be. His ilm, his knowledge is transcends anything. We're not even talking about limitations here. We're talking about even the quality of it. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are different interpretations that were given. Ultimately, it boils down to one who takes care of everything and is free of need and doesn't need anyone to take care of him. قَائِمٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without his attention, without his care, without his sustenance, Qayyum is one that sustains and maintains and takes care of everything. Without him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, things will collapse. This whole universe will fall apart. Nothing will last. Nothing will actually exist. Everything will cease to exist instantaneously without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam teaches us to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-hayy al-qayyum, the one, the giver of life, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that maintains life, the one that is in charge of everything, the one that sustains and takes care of everyone and everything, that doesn't need anyone to take care of him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to seek strength in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ability to take care of the affairs of this world. Keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always been in charge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to be in charge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transcends time and space. Nothing that happens here can be, there's nothing that he's not aware of that is happening. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we always turn to him and believe in him and maintain our faith in him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to conclude by saying one thing. One of the most profound statements, and I've been listening to different people, seeking perspective on what is happening right now, especially in what is happening in the world, and especially, obviously, in Gaza in particular. And I urge everyone, if you weren't here for Jum'ah yesterday, listen to Sheikh Yasser's khutbah from yesterday. Also, listen to Sheikh Yasser Qadi's khutbah as well from yesterday. Listen to Imam Omar Suleiman's, I think he has a couple of talks on this. And then if you can, inshallah, also get the video of Sheikh Walid Basyuni. These five, I can advise you to listen to. Each one touches upon an aspect of this particular crisis and help you process it and understand it. Help you process it and understand it. But I just want to say one thing, one very important point to be made here. It's not right, it's not befitting for any of us who are enjoying whatever we're enjoying to second guess Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to doubt Allah azza wa jal, or to have crisis, like a spiritual crisis, to be spiritually broken by what is happening, to allow what is happening to break your spirit is not right, when the very people who are living this nightmare themselves, from what we can see, are showing great level of resilience and yaqeen and certainty and strength in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last thing they want or they would need is for us to be broken, for us to be confused, for us to be devastated and to fall into a state of ajz, incompetence, and just sit around and cry. Our tears won't do them much good. That's not what they want. So one of the greatest lessons we should learn from, you know, the struggle of the great people of that land, those who are standing their ground and showing great level of resilience and acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will and the trial that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting them through, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, someone might say, well, it's a man-made. Yes, of course, it is. Nonetheless, at the end of the day, it's the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm not saying this to justify what is happening, obviously not. But what I'm saying is they understand that this is their destiny, and they understand that they need to stand their ground and show resolve and strength, and they're doing it to the best of their ability. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase them. So again, as I said, it's not befitting for us to lose our iman here when what is going they're going through is increasing their iman. And I will conclude by saying that one of the most moving moments was to see this social media influencer talk about what the believers during the time of the Prophet ﷺ witnessed and experienced when they saw the allies, the forces of the alliance that came against them, Al-Ahzab, surrounding them from every direction with one objective, which is to wipe them out and annihilate them. And then he said, Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ, when the believers saw the confederates coming at them and surrounding them, قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, they said, this is what Allah and His Prophet has promised us. This is what Allah and His promise. This is what Allah and His Prophet had promised us. وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, and Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam speak the truth. وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا, and it did nothing to them except that it increased their resolve, their iman, and their submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was talking about that should be the impact of anything that we see happening to us, upon us, if we are true believers. These were his last words before the building he was in was bombed and he was killed. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.